From the lands of Egypt comes something special. Every family begins their perfect night with a great meal. And it starts with Mount Sinai olive oil. Taste the quality of premium, delicious olives that are first cold pressed and extra virgin. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil will be the perfect ingredient to enhance flavor and your health. Excellence has a new name. Mount Sinai olive oil has arrived.
Sat in my mother's kitchen, and he's going over his spiel. You know, your son could travel the world. He can see different things, experience different cultures. He can move up in the ranks, and he can earn college money and this, that, and the third. And it would transform him from the young boy that he is to a man. And, you know, I'm just looking at my mom's face, and she's zoned in. So in my eyes, like, okay, you haven't won her yet. And my mother asked one question. She said, this is my only son. Will my baby boy go to war? And he looked my mother in the eyes and said, with no hesitation, ma'am, depending on the job that your son chooses and where he gets stationed at, there is a very high chance he will go to war. Mm-hmm. But I assure you, based on your son's intellect and his character, I have zero doubt that he will go through and come back just fine, or if not better than what he was.
Mm.
That made my mom sit back like, okay, you didn't lie to me. And then that's where he topped it with, hey, plus he gets free college and the Montgomery GI Bill, which mine's at the time was about $40,000. So enough to pay for a bachelor's.
Mm.
So I can see that my mom is one on this. And she looked at me like, well, son, what do you think? And now I'm in my feelings because, like, man, I was hoping you would say no. So I could say no. So I can get this ride. But I said yes. No hesitation. Like, yep, let's do it. And even after saying yes, in the back of my mind, like, man, do I really want to do this? And they bringing me the contract. I'm like, my God, this is...
Right there. They just brought the contract.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Okay.
At work. They let me clock out so I could sign everything that I needed. Next thing you know, I'm going to pick my job and stuff like that. And then on June 26th, 2002, they came to my sister's house because that's where I was staying at the time. I officially walked the stage about 13 days prior to that. And they told me, hey, you know, this is the day. They're going to put me up in a hotel and fly me out in the morning. And they was very truthful with me. They said, hey, you have all the way up until you start basic training to back out and quit. Now, the young 18-year-old in me is filled with pride. And it's like, nope, I said I was going to do this. I'm not backing out. I have already quit my job at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already made peace that there was nothing for me in Detroit and that I yearn for more. I was mature enough to acknowledge that what I was prepared to do was to walk a path that I was upon no man, woman, or child to walk.
Okay.
So
it's an interesting perspective.
Yeah. Because despite the scholarships that I had earned, the bulk of them pointed to the military, and the one that I had my heart set on, I didn't get an answer from until I already started basic training. But a very close mentor of mine, he's like a father to me, taught me about courage, candor, and commitment.
Okay. courage, candor, and commitment. Yes. Dive deep into that. That's that.
So, my junior ROTC instructor, Master Sergeant Orlando McGivney.
Shout out to him.
Yep. I call him my ROTC dad.
Okay, he is.
Those are the three words that he used to always preach to us young men.
I'll pull up into the mic a little bit more.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's better.
So, he used to preach to us about courage, candor, and commitment. I didn't quite get what it meant at the time until I started serving. But that was the slogan that he lived by when he was in the uniform. So, the bottom line is,
I got dogs, y'all. It's okay.
But the bottom line, to sum it all up, is be a man of your word. It's okay to be afraid of new challenges and obstacles, but don't let the fear control you. Embrace it and let it become your strength. And then once you give your word, stand by it. Because at the end of the day, that's all what we have. The names that are given to us and the word that we give to others. And when I signed that contract as a child, that was, to me, my first adult decision. And I am not for one to back out of something if I say I'm going to do it. Unless it compromises morale, welfare, or my moral character. If it doesn't jeopardize any of those things, I'm going through with it all the way.
From the lands of Egypt comes something special. Every family begins their perfect night with a great meal. And it starts with Mount Sinai olive oil. Taste the quality of premium, delicious olives that are first cold pressed and extra virgin. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil will be the perfect ingredient to enhance flavor and your health. Excellence has a new name. Mount Sinai olive oil has arrived.